We have the chairman of the Tasmania Turf Club, Mr. Brian Walker, joining us here on site. Brian, thanks for having us.
No worries at all. Great to have you here.
This is the biggest day for racing in Tasmania. For you as chairman, how big is today?
It's huge, mate. We worked for at least 8 months for this day today. We really put a lot of work in, a lot of man hours.
And when you arrive here at Launceston, and we did here yesterday, you can feel the buzz around the city because of this cup, and there's posters everywhere. You read the paper today, front and back page, all about the Launceston Cup. It means a lot this particular day for your community.
Yeah, nothing against the Hobart, the TRC, but we're quite proud of our cup. We think we're the biggest, so it's a great day.
One thing we do know, Gareth, there's no rivalry in Tasmania.
No. There's a lot of love.
We've mended that bridge, hopefully. Yes.
How many people? 10,000? We spoke Pete before. He said, is that what you're hopeful for?
Hoping to get 10,000 or plus. We've got a lot of pre-bookings, so you buy your ticket earlier, a discount, and a lot of marquees are full. So a lot of pre-bookings early, so that's a good result for us.
And what I love about today's meeting, I've been told by a few of the locals, is that you can bring your own marquee or purchase a spot to have your own marquee. I think you can bring your own alcohol in and invite whoever you want and make it a really fun day throughout.
Yeah, there's always sort of 15 to 20 people in their own marquee. As you said, they bring their own alcohol in. So it's a great day and reasonably cheap day for everyone.
That's unique. Most racetracks won't let you do that anymore.
We're friendly people in Tasmania, mate.
I tell you what, there's been a lot of discussion in Victoria about the price point of a beer, a pie, a sandwich for people to go to the track because a lot of people find it just too expensive. Has that been something that you have front of mind here as well?
We've got our public bars, and we try and keep that. I think it's $6.50 a pint, so it's quite reasonable all through our public bars. It's only $30 to get in, pre-purchase, and so we're hoping to get. We've got an area for wet weather as well. Down underneath the grandstand, nice big area. So we cater for everyone really.
$6.50 a pint.
It's pretty good.
We know Booney, they're big drinkers. They
and this is...
He hasn't been to the Cup for a while.
And this is an important day because, as you pointed out, it's 8 months in the making, but this is where you make all of your money for the rest of the year, basically.
Yeah,
is that
we
right?
Do. Yeah. Yeah, we do. It is a big day, you know. We get 300 or 400 people normally on a normal race night because we've got basically Wednesday nights, but as I say, we work towards this day. And, you get 300 or 400, 500 people on a Wednesday night and then go to 10,000 or so.
Do you like work? Do you like that, apart from your cup day today, would you prefer to race Saturday night or Wednesday night?
We've tried a couple of Saturday nights. They didn't work too bad. Actually, they went all right. So we're in talks with Taz Racing as we speak on next year's calendar. So, we might introduce a few more Saturday nights.
Because it works pretty well, being in Perth with the Sky Thoroughbred Central coverage, if you've got Tasmania and Perth working in together under Lights Perth with the time difference after the meetings over there in the eastern states as well, if you sit down on a Saturday night, it's good fun watching both states in action.
I believe Flemington and Caulfield are looking at putting lights in as well, aren't they?
Down, I think so.
Down the Strait of Flemington.
Caulfield, definitely, and there is talk of maybe having some, definitely twilight to evening straight races,
So we'd be quite happy to run on the same night as Flemington or Caulfield.
No doubt.
If you put the right word in someone's ear for us.
We'll see what we can do.
How is it down here, overall, for the racing industry?
It has improved the last couple of years, They've introduced a bonus scheme for young ones, yearlings and whatever. Buy one at the sale, you get it's a good scheme going. The government tipped in for that and Taz Racing, so we've just had the Magic Minion sale and that's a record.
Yep.
A record sale, so it's been very good.
Any strong racing state needs a government that's right behind them. Is your government on board?
Yes, they have been. Point of consumption tax has just been introduced as well, so talking of stakes will be going up shortly, so that'll
Well, we're going to have a chat to the race minister, Jane Howell, a little later on the on the program, and we'll be asking those questions as well, because, you know, we're very proud of the fact that we're now going into Tasmania on RSN 927, because I think there's a close connection between Victorian racing and Tasmanian racing. The feedback we're getting from the industry participants is that they're really buoyed that the industry is going in the right direction here in Tasmania.
Oh, definitely is, yes. New CEO's been appointed, and he's very positive, Paul Erickson. And he's very positive and good to work with in the industry as well.
Now, if you want us to get anything done with the minister, just let us know and put a good word in for you, Brian.
Well,
what's your number one on the agenda?
We've done work up on the level two already. We've new blinds and carpet and glass balustrade and everything. So they've been very good this year to us. So it's I'll give it a. I'm saying thank you. I'll be saying thank you today to them as well. But I'll just give them a couple of months off before I start chewing their ear again, mate.
Hey, what's your tip in the cup before we let you go?
Look, it's gone down to a 6 or a 7.
Yep.
And I believe that Exoteric will run a very good race.
Geez, there's a lot of tips around for that horse today.
Is it?
I can't believe it's still $14. It'll be firming.
Thanks $13 very much. Now. $13.370 could be the each way play of the day.
Right, I'll get it straight on Ladbrokes, thank you.
Good on you, Brian. Thanks for joining us, mate, and best of luck with your club today and your biggest day.
Thanks for having us, and thanks for being here.